the Democratic Alliance has called on the ANC to name its mayoral candidate for the metropolitan municipalities that the parties will contest during the local government elections on August the 3rd. The party made the call in a joint press statement by its mayoral candidate, Ethel Trillip, for the Nelson Mandela Bay, Solly Masimanga for Tswane, and Herman Mashaba for Johannesburg, and Khalib Kachalia for Ekurhuleni. At the same time, it announced the four metropolitan councils run by the ANC indulge in unauthorized, irregular and wasteful, fruitless expenditure of billions of rand last year. We discussed this with mayoral candidate for Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba. Herman, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much once more for this great opportunity.
Thank you for joining us.
And good morning to the listeners.
Why is it so important to you that the ANC name its mayoral candidate?
I think four or five things that we really wanted to achieve yesterday in our press conference. Firstly, really let the voters of these big four metros, that ANC within the last since 2011, they've wasted just under 20 billion rands in unauthorized, irregular and wasteful expenditure. So you can just really have a swing of really what this metro should have achieved with it, just over 19 billion rands. Secondly, we're saying that I think we challenge them to really name their mayoral candidates because, you know, voters of this country, particularly from the big metros, they really deserve to really know exactly who's going to really be the leaders of these metros. Because, I mean, for us as the DA, we've always made sure that when people go out and vote, they know exactly who they're voting for. ANC has always failed imposing leadership on society. So we believe it's really helping take our democracy to the next level. We put in accountable, responsive leadership. We believe it is only proper and fair for the ANC to announce these mayors. And also to really understand, you know, as you're aware, Good Governance Africa just really found out 9 out of 10 best-run municipalities are DA-led. 10 out of 10 are ANC-led governance, where there's failure. So I think this is really important. But what was really more important was for us as a DA come out with a 15-point plan on what we believe we can really turn these metros around.
So yes. Can you repeat the point about 9 out of 10 and 10 out of 10? What exactly was that about?
Good Governance Africa, where they're saying it's, you take all the municipalities, 9 out of 10 municipalities in this country,
yes,
the 9 will really be their DAR. And they did another study, did 10 out of 10 of the West Rand, the ANC-run municipalities. Now, what we are saying to South Africa, who would really want them to really run your municipalities? Where I believe when we have that, we have a study of the West 10 municipalities, all of them are ANC-run municipalities. So this is really an indication of really what the voters can expect going forward under the DA
yes.
administration.
You not only want the names to be made public, but also want to commit the ANC to a series of public debates with the DA.
Yes.
What purpose would such debates serve?
That is really very important. That's the last point that we'd like to really raise. We're saying to the ANC, as part of really being fair to our voters, really give them an opportunity to engage with us. What we're saying is all the mayors of these municipalities, can we really go into a public debate so that we can really share with our voters to know exactly what to expect. Firstly, they've got to know who their mayor is going to be, firstly. And secondly, give these elections in these four metros is going to really be a two-horse race. It's going to be ANC and DA. These are the two potential winners of this vote, of this metros. What we're saying is...
So on what basis are you sort of ruling out the EFF and the gains that they possibly may make?
Well, I think I'm sure everyone really does polls on a regular basis. I think
polls at this stage?
Is it a possible what?
Is there any credible polls that we have that have been conducted?
Well, I think we work out, you know, personally I've been out on the ground the last 4 months, and I think my colleagues, some of them, like Athol, Soli, they've been longer on the ground. And without any doubt, the voters out there on the ground are saying this is a two-horse race. the ANC and NDA. And I think for us, particularly, I think I can speak for Johannesburg, the ready people on the ground are saying, Herman, please go for it. Help us save our country. Johannesburg, it's really very important to really save South Africa. Take it away from the ANC. We'll give you the mandate on the 3rd of August. So, unfortunately enough, all 3rd of August is around the corner. And really, we're confident that the voters of this particular metro, Johannesburg, will give us the mandate to really be the next government on the 4th of August.
Now, you revealed and you touched on this morning that the largest ANC metros have wasted 20 billion in unauthorized, irregular and wasteful expenditure. Can you elaborate on the issue directly with regards to the irregularity in spending in Johannesburg in particular?
If you really look at the Auditor General's report, that stipulates very clearly in Johannesburg alone, in terms of unauthorized expenditure, coming to 3.7 billion and irregular 1.5 billion, another 363 million rand in terms of wasteful and fruitful expenditure. I think just really give the voters an opportunity to really understand something that they can really easily see with their own open eyes. You look at Mayor Paxtau the last few months in terms of advertising, praising himself and his successes of his government in all the newspapers, radio, television, promoting himself and his party. Is this really necessary? When our people today, just under 900,000 of our residents of the city are not employed, our people in Johannesburg are using pit toilets. I have personally, over the last 4 months, lodged charges with the Human Rights Commission on human rights violation of the living conditions of our people in Alexandra, in Soweto, in Mai Mai, in Johannesburg, Randstad. Now you take the mayor spending the millions of money, spending over 300 million rand on wasteful and fruitful expenditure, promoting himself. So these are just really simple examples that people can really see. Government's responsibility is on ensuring that when we have public monies, use that money to positively touch the lives of people. It's not really about self-promotion. It is about really touching them positively. Use the state resources. It's not yours. It's for the public. And that is really what they are doing. We have hospitals that have already been commissioned to really been built. And you start with an amount. By the time they complete this project, it comes out 3-4 times more than what they budgeted. So these are the things that we're saying to the public. We cannot really allow the situation to really continue.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your contribution this morning, Herman. We wish you well over the next few weeks as you continue your campaigning.
Thank you very much once more. Really appreciate it.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.